The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Minachot is Daf Yud Aleph, and we're holding on the bottom of Yud Amud Beit, the last line. The Mishnah continues with Kamatz V'alabi Adotzor O Gagar Melach O Koret Vona Pasu. The Mishnah says the reason that if something else, like a stone or maybe a crystal of salt or a small piece of frankincense, gets caught inside of your handful of solet, it's possible because it's similar to a chaser, a kemitza that was done chasera, and that is possible. There is a machloket rishonim by the Ralibe de Rabbi Shimon who holds that if komatz pasul, you can just go back and put it back in and redo it. Is that true about komatz which is chaser, or is komatz of chaser not retrievable even according to Rabbi Shimon, because the act of kemitza was a good kemitza because it was done by a kosher, it's just done improperly. Okay, but whatever the case may be, this may be dafka, not like Rabbi Shimon. Yes, according to Rabbi Shimon, but the question is, why do I need so many examples? I mean, give me one example, you know, a stone, salt.
Is there a limit in the mixture?
There's not supposed to be. It's up on the side. You're supposed to make sure that it all is away towards the side while you put in your fingers. So why do I need three examples? Because itan etzror, I would say, okay, look, a stone. A stone, I understand, it's not part of the whole deal. I mean, it's lav bat hakravai. You can't put a stone into it, you can't burn it, and it wasn't meant to be put together with the mincha. But melach, after we take the komets, we're going to put on melach. You're mechuyev to put on melach. Nothing can be put on the mizbeach without salting anyway. That's part of the original Melach Brit Olam, where God promises the bottom waters that they will be joined Lamala after the Havdalah on the second day, which is hell. And that we restore that by bringing up Melach on all of the Korbanot. And therefore, I would say, okay, look, in the end, you're going to put on Melach, so maybe even if the Melach is inside of the Komets, it's also good. I would say Titkasher. Therefore, I need to know even Melach. And if it even told me melach, I'd say, okay, that's because the salt wasn't in the original container that held the mincha, because it's a lo ikba bahare mincha meikara. Mashenken levona, which was ikba bahare mincha meikara, that was together with the mincha in the kli. So then I would say, okay, you're not supposed to have the levona, you know, you're supposed to have pure solet, but it's certainly not the end of the world if you get a little bit of levona. It ought to be kosher, not chaser, because it's kadosh with the same kedushat akli, which is kedushat aguf of the mincha, and therefore imatit kasher, I would certainly think that in the end it's kosher, kamashmon, even that not. So the Mishnah is going to say to Rav Lozu, Avzu, not only as a rock, puzzle. Even something Roy Lak Rav is puzzle. Not only something Roy Lak Rav like salt is puzzle, even something that is part of the actual Kedusha Daguva the Mincha, but not the solet itself is puzzle. Say this again?
So just give me Levana and learn the other side of the Kal Vachomer.
Yes, that's what I said. This is Lo Zu Avzu. Someone asking the puzzle. There's no puzzle, it's just puzzle. The Mishnah always does this. It builds you up so that you're sensitive to the various levels. Now, the reason that the Mishnah gives for the psul is Mendesha Amru Akomet Sechaser Hoayeter Pasul. Why is that the reason for the psul? There's a much simpler reason. My Iri Mishum Cheser Vayeter, just typically Mishum Chatzitza, since anything that requires doing with your body cannot be done with a white glove. So if you got something between your actual flesh and what it is that you're dealing with, all across the board here, it's puzzle. If the coin stands on somebody else's foot, it's puzzle. If something comes between your hand on any level and what avoda you're doing, it's puzzle. So obviously, if you've got a rock in the way, it's puzzle. That part didn't come in contact with your comments, with the skin of your kemitza. And you'll say, well, maybe it's talking about that it's directly in the middle, in which case everything came in contact with that is indeed an interesting point, which Rashi says, well, if that were the case, then it would be a chatzitza between one part of the komets and the other part of the komets. And then it would turn it into two separate kemitzas that were then brought together subsequently, and that's also no good. So no matter how you look at it, it could have used the explanation of chatzitza instead of cheser. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, well, you know what it's talking about? It's talking about Min Hatzad. Min Hatzad, when the truth is, the word Min Hatzad is a bit misleading, because it's only when we subsequently take the mincha out, and now we turn around our hand, and we're holding it in such a way that the, if you think about it, every mincha's got a little hole at the end, because you've got your fingers that are stretched out to touch the palm. So the tip of your finger is obviously not in touch with the entire palm, only the tip of the finger is in touch with the other side of the palm. There's no way to avoid a hole on the edge.
I see you.
And I can even see you without my glasses because of the effect of the bending of the light. How do you like that? Beautiful. But in any event, it should be, therefore, a simple case of having a rock right in that place that is not going to be possible because of chatzitza, because anyway, there's a hole there. But over there, you get a little bit of a cheser, a yeter. I mean, not a yeter, obviously, a cheser. So then it will be possible because of that, even though it won't be possible because of chatzitza. Cute. Which, of course, leads us to the question of, when you say minatzad, what is the correct way to do kmitza? Omalei abayel rava, how do you do kmitza? What do you mean? You do kmitza like people do kmitza. Now, this sounds a little funny, but it's interesting. If you take a look in Vayikra, when Rashi gives the whole complicated explanation of doing kometz that the Gemara is about to give, he adds the words, Vezu mashma'ut lashon kometz belashon ha'ivrit. So he obviously understands that what Rava's response is, we don't need a drasha for that. The meaning of kometz is embedded in the usage of the word. And therefore, it's best that you understand it that way rather than look for drushes about how to do it. You see, very interesting. But anyway, it sounded to Abaye that what that means is you use all your fingers. You know, I mean, people take a handful, they put in their hands and they grab it using their small finger as well, put their thumb over the top and everything. I mean, that's what it sounds like. So he asks him, but that's not true, because we have, now the problem is that we have an audio-visual presentation without the visual here. So you have to use your imagination and put your hand in front of you, okay? With counting now, right to left, put your right hand out, stretch it out in front of you. Don't have your palm towards you.
I'm not going to have to do the hokey pokey.
No, you're going to do the hokey pokey. And
I'm working
today, so. Wait a minute, I thought you were out of nursery school already.
I do it with kids anyway.
Oh, you do anyway. Okay. All right, so now, starting from the right side of the back of the hand that's facing you if it's your right hand, Zo Zeret. Now that first finger, that's called the Zeret. That's called the baby finger. But it's called the Zeret. Why is it Zeret? What we're doing is we're going through a Braita, giving the identification of the fingers based on the use. The Zeret is a measurement. We always call a zeret is the stretch of all of your fingers wide open from the tip of your thumb to the tip of your small finger. And that is a particular measurement called a zeret, which is often used. And that small finger is therefore called the zeret as the maximum extension. The next finger is called the kmitza. And that's because the edge of the kmitza is your fourth finger, not the small finger. Uh-oh. So then it's not going to come to inchi. This is the only part that Abaye was asking on him. Meanwhile, we'll go ahead and do the rest. Zo'ama, so where you're stretching from your elbow all the way to the tip of your middle finger, you would actually be measuring to the ama. That's the ama. And therefore, we call that finger the ama. By the way, it's interesting because ama is another word for genital. And in English, when you give someone the finger, it's the middle finger, which is very interesting. It's exactly the same. That's cute. I mean, it must be more than cute. There's obviously meaning to it. And zu, the next finger down, is called the etzba. Where is the technical meaning of the finger? Is using the finger for hazoya, chatas. So there, what it says, be'etzba, which we said yesterday means yamin, is that etzba, the finger that is next to your thumb. And the other one is called the godal, and that is for what we just were talking about, the bo'en yado. That bo'en yado is that godal. Anyway, so when you said that it's kidekamse inche, you were misleading me. I wasn't at all, says Rav. It is kidekamse inche. Use all your fingers. But the zeret is used, lahashvot, What happens is that you need to rub your finger on both sides, one side with your thumb, which will be right up against the edge of the comet, and the other side with the zeret, which is right at the edge of the comet, so that you initially bend your fingers, kitakamsa inche. Then you rub your little finger and your thumb across the edges of that little hole where I see you, and that's where you rub it down so that it doesn't stick out, and that way you've got it. How exactly do you do this? Look, what you do is you fold the three middle fingers all the way until the tip of the fingers touch pasyado, and then your comet. But you don't use the piece between the small finger or the thumb and the rest of your hand. Tanya miachi, malokum tana. Malokum tana sounds like really fill. Yachom mevorat, you might think that means overflowing. Talmud lomar, bikum tana. No, it's got to be inside the comet. Ah, so then if inside the comet, you should only be able to use the tip of your fingers, because otherwise you end up with that little hole. So what about that? No, but it does say malokum, so it's got to be all the way filled. How do you do that then? Okay, Tzad. Now, obviously, what it's telling you is, Chofesh aloshetz be'otav alpas yado. You try making that edge with your little finger, and you'll end up with a very big hole. What you do is, you take the main fingers, which is the Lashon of Komets in Hebrew, put them all the way across, so that they touch only the edge and your Komets. Now, if you're dealing with Solet, you don't have a problem, because Solet is so fine that it will fall, any additional amounts will fall right out as you take your hand out. But when you're talking about machavat, marcheshet, mafet tanur, now you got a pancake. Now, even though we do petita afterwards with the pancake, which of course we don't do with solid because it has no meaning. Petita means make it crumbly again. But there's a machloket later as to whether petita is actually done to the point where it's made crumbly, as if it were just flour itself, or whether it just breaks it into smaller pieces. If you're going, this is a Tosfos understands, if you're going like the Man Yoma, who holds that you only break each pancake into four pieces, it's not going to help you as far as it's sticking out of the edge of your hand. So then you've got to use your little finger to make a perfectly even edge, and your thumb, because you can't pull out any of what's inside. But you can't leave anything out sticking. To pull out anything that's inside, it's chaser. If you leave anything sticking out, it's yeter. So therefore, you've got to become very adept at using your fingers. Another thing that Kohanim are very fingerish with. And this, you have to be mochek begodlo milamala, ubetzbao kitana milamata. And baby, that is tough. Vizomi avadaka shashmim gedash. That's the hardest thing. What do you mean that's the hardest? That's not the hardest thing. We said the same thing about Malika. We said the same thing about Chafina, where you're going to have to do the Chafina. You're going to have to pour out all of the Ketoret, and then you're going to have to get it back into your thumb, into your palms, using your thumb. I mean, it's really weird. And that's very hard. I'm sorry. I mean, it's one of the hard things, is what I meant. Zui, achat mi'avodot kashot shebimigdash. Amr Papa, look, it's clear to me that the meaning of Malokum So is indeed Kirikam Tse Inche. And this is, again, what Rashi is pointing out. There is the meaning to the word Komets. So that would be as people do it. But my question is, does it matter how you do it? What you do, I understand. What you do is you end up with a Komet. But look, I mean, there's different ways some people will put their hands in to the side, you know, and they'll scoop it up with their palm. Other people will put their hands facing down with their fingers and grab things. Some people may hold their hand flat and scoop it in with the back of the hand facing in a shovel effect, and then do the comet. Is any of that very important? The boy of Papa, suppose you do the comets with the roshe etzba'otav. Now, the normal way of doing komets is you would take the side of your hand, fingers, not the whole palm. I mean, think about it. You put your hand on an angle and you use the edge of your finger now, which makes it very easy to get into the komets, dig under, and then close. Now, how about if you put your fingers down, facing the actual solet with the palm of your hand facing downwards, which is sort of awkward because then you have to pull it up against your pa.
Without turning.
Yeah, suppose you do it that way. How about if you use Roshe Etzbotav? I don't mean that the end result only includes Roshe Etzbotav, which is the way we used it before. I mean that the mechanism would be to use the top of your fingers to pull the comets up against your palm. So how about that? Or how about Min Hatzdadim? How about if you use the entire back of your hand and you moved your hand flat against the kemach, the solet actually, so that the solet then goes into your hand through the sides. How about that? Or Rashi says maybe it means from the edge of the kli, going down along the edge instead of the middle. What would be the din there? How about mimata lemala? How about if you make your hand into a shovel with the tips facing the solet and the back of your hand downwards towards the solet and you shovel it in. Does that matter as long as the result is the contents of the comets, or is there derech kmitza bekach, or ein derech kmitza bekach? My, teku, we have no clear-cut indication of that. Omer,
people have to possessing the ins and outs of doing this.
Remember that there's a standardized code. So that standardized methodology is what you're going to teach a Kohen. The question is whether this would pass. I mean, that doesn't necessarily have any data. Omer, because it's not a normal situation. But in order to understand the meaning of the word conceptually, especially since we're talking about a kedekamtzi inchi in terms of the results, is there a kedekamtzi inchi in terms of the act? We had in Zvochim the same kind of question where things are done anonymously, whether they're called Ein Derech Sheirut Bekach, which is just a general description, not of a particular psul, but of the word Vesheret. Is this normal or not? And that's already difficult to determine conceptually.
Is that the difference between Mincha done with Solet or Machvat or Macheshet? In other words,
did you come in too late for that discussion?
I must have come in too late for that discussion.
How do you like that?
I said, okay, fine.
No. I mean, when you come in too late for, you know, you're killing me, Richie. I think you've had it. Yes, this is what Mordechai was learning on the very day. How do you do comets? Well, he was talking about the Minchat HaOmer. He was showing them how you do comets. It was this Sugya.
That's what the Gemara says.
It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. What a perfect match of the Daf Yomi. They've even got a picture on the Megillah. How do you like that? That is so cute. Is he doing it right? That's the question. Since we're wasting a lot of time, Rich, anyway, the din is that the petita, which is breaking up the little pieces of the Machavat and the Macheshet, which is the Machlokas, how much do you break it up? So when it comes to the comets, one of the difficult things to do is to learn to use your fingers to remove precisely the amount that would be sticking out.
No, you were there for it.
I killed you for nothing.
Yeah,
oh my God, this is terrible.
Of why one would use one and not the other? Why one would go through the trouble of making a pancake if you just have to break it up. Well, I mean, you know, I'm trying to picture. Well, today I'll do a Macheshet just to make the Kohanim, work doubly hard. I mean, is there any reason one would use one instead of another?
It's the presentation. Remember that a mincha is presented as opposed to a zevach. There's no presentation. But the mincha, beautiful point that Richie's bringing up, if anyway, the only time that the mincha gets to the mizbeach is after you're going to do petita, what's the point? But the truth is, the mincha has a whole different piece, which is called hagosha. And hagosha is the same idea as when the waiter comes out with the burning, you know, like just the flung, you know? So that has to be presented to the mizbeach. Then you take it and you do the kmitz and so on and so forth. But by then it's messed up, maybe. But the point is, there's a concept of presentation. So, you know,
give Richie some more recognition for his beautiful
clap here.
All right, let's hear it for Richie. Omar Rav Papa. I have the same question about chafina. Now, chafina is a bit similar to komets in that it uses the hand of the kohen to take, if in this case it's the ketoret as opposed to a mincha, but it uses both hands, and without closing your fingers over the hand, it's melochof nav is the use of the pasuk, and it means the full handful of your hands joined together. So you've got a lot that you're able to hold in that. So I understand that also to mean kirechafne incha. You put the edges of your hand in and you put them, bring them together and take it out. That's just the way we would all do it. The question is, how about if you do that in a weird way? The maisa of the chafina. So that I'm not sure if you would do, let's say, minat stadim, and you move your fingers back and forth over the top until gradually the ketoret comes into it rather than inserting it into the ketoret, which is similar to the idea we had before about the komets. Would that be called a normal mode of chafina? I mean, do we really care? Or how about if you take your chafina separately and then bring them together after you did the chafina? So you treat it like a komets, and after doing sort of the kmitza, you open up your fingers and you keep everything in there. Mahu, take it. I have another question, by the way. If you're doing the kiddush komets, this is all about the komets, says Rav Papa, but how about the kiddush komets itself? So suppose, boy Rav Papa, you took the komets. Remember that the komets is sort of smushy, because as we pointed out before, it's considered to be a solid vis-a-vis a real liquid, but a liquid vis-a-vis a solid, because it's mixed with the shemen. So what you could do is you could stick the komets around the edges of the kli, which is your kiddush komets, and not put it into the bottom of the kli. So is that okay? My, do we simply need the komets to be inside of a kli sharet, meaning toch kli, and we do have that, toch kli bein, and it is toch kli, vayika. Or do you need hanacha in a kli? So is it that something is supposed to be sitting in a kli? So if you need hanacha be'inan, you don't have that. Veleka. Teku. Boy, Mar Bar Rav Ashi, I had a better one for you. Can a kli work upside down? So now suppose you do your chafina in outer space. And then now you have a floating comet. Is the idea that you just have the comets inside the space of the kli, or does a kli mean something that is being held down, which would normally spread by gravity, which of course isn't nogea in outer space? Of course, this could also have a direct. You could be mahapech the mana, turn it upside down, and stick the comets at the bottom of the kli. What about that? I mean, that's sort of very strange use of a kli. So my hanacha betocho beinan va'ika. Or do we say, look, that is, it's on the bottom of the kli. Did I say that it needs to be gravitationally on the bottom of the kli? It is on the bottom of the kli. I'm not sticking around the edges. I'm doing it right. It never says how it's supposed to be on the bottom of the kli. Or maybe it needs to be gravitationally on the bottom of the kli, since that's the normal way to use a kli. Oh, Dilma Kitikunova inan veleka teku. In the event that somebody wants to do kmitza one day, just as they're passing directly over the makom of the Azorah, since it does say that the mechitzot of the Azorah continue on ad rakia and so on, so when you're in orbit, can you do kmitza? Question is taken.
Does it stay parallel?
Oh, that's the question. You might have a quite some time, because I mean, if you take the angle of the Earth. By the time you pass over the earth,
and,
that's right. It's amazing. You got a lot of space to kmitza. Boy, those mechitzas.
Did you run into trouble with traveling and passing the international date line and
well, no, the question is whether it was considered to be sunset when you passed the. But then it would be possible biyotze anyway.
You could stay on the same hour also.
Yeah, you'd have to be in Geosync Greek orbit. Yeah. But then you got a lot of room.
The first astronaut came back, he was so tired. I said, why are you so tired? Chakras mental
chakras. It's currently 16 sunrises and sunsets per 24 hours.
Dr. and the Commissioner.
Kate Sadhu Ose, continuing on with the comets. So how exactly would he perform the chometz? Poshet et etzbotava pas yado. He has to have the finger stretched across, as we explained in the Gemara introducing this Mishnah, stretched across at the fingertips, are touching the edge of his palm. Ribashamna, chiser shamna, chiser levonata, pesula. And if there's too much of the oil, too little of the oil, or there's some of the levona that was missing from the komets of the levona that's on the mincha, in all such cases, it's pasul. Heichi dummy, when you say riba shamna, what do you mean by riba shamna? Do you, because what's bothering me, as we'll see, is the word shamna. But if you want to talk about a little bit of extra oil, just say ribu shemen. What do you mean shamna? And that's going to lead us into some interesting discussions. Omar, Rabbi Eliezer, it's talking about that you set aside originally two lugin of shemen for the purpose of this mincha. Hifrish la shnei lugin. Wow, that's a weird case. Why don't you just say that you added a little bit of more shemen? You know, you put in some extra shemen of chulin. Or you took shemen for somebody else's mincha. Why does he say you set aside two lugin of its own shemen? Maybe he'll tell me because we don't care about that. Chitema, shemen de chulin, or shemen de chaverta, wouldn't passel. Oh, no. Matki volrav zutra bartuvia. If that would be the case, then a minchat chote, where we know the halacha is, if you put shemen in a minchat chote, it makes it pasul. Why would it make it pasul? Hechimashkachet la. Idida, you'll say, well, it's its own oil. I had this viewer. It don't have any oil. So you can't say, I do hereby dub thee the oil of a minchat chote. There ain't no such dub. And if it's not its own oil, it's chulin oil, or it's chaverta's oil, then you just said it doesn't pasul. Hamid lo pasal. No, obviously it would certainly be pasal if it was other oil that I just threw in. Rabbi Eliezer is coming to tell me a chiddush. Lo mi boy kama. Not only lo mi boy de chulin de chaverta, which is pasal, but you might think that he frish la shnei lugin ho il v'hai chazile v'hai chazile ema lo lifsa. Then in a case where you've got two lugin, then you might think that since either of them are perfectly ro'i, so each one separately is a shemen for the mincha. What's the nafkamina if you have two of the same? That's not additional oil. That's just another set of oil. How do you know that's the same as additional oil? There's a big difference between the two. So over there, maybe it won't passel. Kamash malan, that it does. How does Rabbi Eliezer see that? Minale Rabbi Eliezer, huh? On my Rav, it's the language of the Mishnah that he bases it on. The Matnit and Keshite bothered him. Why does the Mishnah say Riba Shamna? It's oil. What do you mean it's oil? Just say Riba Shemen. Elo Kamashron, the Afagav the Frishla Shne Lugin, it's nonetheless considered to be Pasul. Now, it's still considered to be too much, even though it's another shemen, each one separately being useful. There is a fantastic, but absolutely fantastic, historical shaila that came up during the Second World War. This is absolutely astonishing, based on this Gemara. You'd say, they didn't have spaceships then. How could there have been any question about this Gemara? Listen to this. There was a bunch of Jews that had ended up together in Siberia. They originally, I believe they were from Pressburg, but had ended up in Siberia. They wrote a shaila to the Chabiner Rebbe. What do? They have only one Sefer Torah in the entire area in Siberia. All the Jews are using this Sefer Torah. And they have a place where the Sofer wrote the Shem Hashem twice. Didn't realize it already, you know, like the, that your spell checker picks up. Well, those were the days before they had the spell checkers for the Sefer Torah. And he wrote, Yudke Vovke, Yudke Vovke. Oh, you can't fix that. You can't erase the shame. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's, and it's our only Sefer Torah.
And it's too many.
It's too many. And he said, now there's a big difference. Even though it says that a yeter passels in a Sefer Torah, that's only where it isn't the thing that anyway is meant to be there and you've got two of it. Yeter doesn't mean kaful.
Again, please.
Here the Gemara is saying is that kaful, double of the same, is not as bad as something extra. Amazing. And in fact, that's the way we paskin by a Sefer Torah, except in one case, where it's the Shem Hashem. Because then it's mixed with Shtei Rishuyot. It's as if you believe in two gods. In the end, paskin, you can't use it. But it was a brilliant, that's based on Masechet Sofrim, where it says. But otherwise, this Gemara, amazing. The difference in Rabbi Elazar's approach in the Mishnah was actually a halakha l'gavi the Sefer Torah. It's a gorgeous thing. It was possible because it was the Shem Hashem. That was the problem. It would have been another word where the word was the correct word, but it was twice. It's not called Yeter. And they added in that little thing of the Daf Yomi thing. Amazing. Okay, beautiful. Yeah, that's not amazing. Chiser Levonata. Now the Mishnah continues on. See if there was any Levona that was missing, that it would be possible. In the Tana Rabbanan, it doesn't mean any. Because Chasravi Amdal Korat Echad, if it was so missing that all you're left is one crystal of the Lavona, one piece, then it's Psula. But if there would be two, it would be kosher. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, even one natural Korat is kosher, but any less than that is Posa. Wait a minute, Vatanya, we have a brighter which Rabbi Shimon contradicts himself. And Rashi did not have the years of Rabbi Shimon Omer, but he says it's clear that the Gemara assumed for some reason that this was said by Rabbi Shimon. Otherwise, how can he ask for a bright on Rabbi Shimon? So it must be that we knew this was Rabbi Shimon's bright. So that's why we have this gear that actually includes the words Rabbi Shimon Omer. The Rabbi Shimon Omer, comates of the Levona. So that's what you're supposed to have. You're supposed to have a full kometz of Livona. That's what it should say, not kometz ulivona. Kometz Livona, shechoser koshu, that was missing any a bit, would be pasul. Now, how do you explain that? You just said that it's perfectly okay as long as there's that one little koret that's left. No. Change the girsa. It doesn't say kometz livona. It says koret livona. Shechaser koshu pasul. Or I've got another approach. There is such a thing as a mincha of livona. You can bring just livona. It's like you bring eitzim, you can bring levona. So one is talking about kan milavona haba'a im hamincha. So if you are bringing levona together with the mincha, so then Rabbi Shimon holds it's kosher because we learn it out from the word kol levona, meaning as long as there's anything left. But kan bin levona haba'a bifnei atzma, where the mincha consists of the levona, so then you have bring the mole komets levona on the mizbeach, over there, chaser is pasul, because we don't have any pasul that says kol levona in that case. So there may be two different cases. Omri Yisrael bar Yosef, Omri Rabbi Yochanan. Look, if you analyze this, you take a look at our Stam Mishnah, and then you look at Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear that there are three different shitot here. Shalosh machlokot b'davar. Rabbi Meir is saying, you need to have whatever was there. It says chiser levonata. That means exactly what it says. Anything missing, kaput. So he understands, therefore, that you need the kometz initially, meaning not to be confused with the kometz of the mincha. A kometz of Levona initially, a kometz of Levona besof. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's true you need a kometz Levona initially, but you need shnei kratin besof. We'll see why, where he gets that from. Rabbi Shimon says, you do need a kometz betchila, but as long as there's just one karet left, by the time you're bringing the kometz of the mincha, it would be okay.
The kometz of the levona
has nothing to do with the kometz of the mincha, other than it needs to be there at the time that you do the kmitza.
Where do you take this kometz
from? No, first you move all the levona out of the way. You take a kometz from a package of levona, put it into the mincha originally.
In the same pan?
Originally.
First, levona.
No, it's originally in the same container that holds the solet. You move it all over to the side so it doesn't get into your kometz. And then you do the kometz of the solet. But you need to have the kometz of the Lavona
there
at the time that you do the kometz. And according to Rabbi Meir...
In the same kli?
Yeah, in the same kli on the edges. According to Rabbi Meir, if afterwards something happens to it, it's the equivalent of chiser shirayim bein kometz laktara. So therefore the kometz Lavona has to be whole even afterwards. So if it's chaser at the time of the Akhtara, it would be puzzle. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not true. It would be puzzle only if it's declined to less than Shnei Kratim. According to Rabbi Shimon, even if there's one Koret left, it would still be good. And therefore, everybody, what I'm pointing out now is this three shitot. Everybody's agreed you need to start with a full kometz of levona. The thing is that you need, at the time that you bring that levona, it's got to all be there too, says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it doesn't all have to be there. You can bring up as little as two kratim. Rabbi Shimon holds even one karet. V'shloshtam mikra echad darshu, they're all learning it out of the same pasuk. The pasuk states, v'hirim imenu bikumtso, misolet hamincha umishamna, v'eit kol halevona asher alamincha, v'iktir. So now, Rabbi Meir holds, look, that means the levona asher ala mincha. The viktir is the very levona that was on the mincha initially. So that means you need to have all of the levona that was kavua, bahari mincha meikara, that was put there together with the mincha up front, that needs to be there now that you're going to put it on the mizbeach. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, afilu chad koret, he holds kol, the word kol would have meant kol levona, anything, even one. But since it says not only kol, it says ve'et kol halavona, it adds a ancillary, that means a second koret. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who darshins the et in this case, you need two kratim. So et lurabot koret acher. Whereas since Rabbi Shimon, now this is not a rule that et lo darish, but in this case, et lo darish, therefore he's left with any little bit in its natural state, a single koret of levona. V'om Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, v'om Rav Yochanan, this machloket applies only to a case of levona that is part of a mincha. Haba'a ima mincha, as we said before, but levona, ba'a b'fnei atzma, everybody is moda. The komets that you bring initially is the komets that you have to bring up besof, and otherwise it's going to be chaser. Why? Because it says asher al ha-mincha. This means that the din of requirement that goes all the way down to et kol, or even just kol, is only asher al ha-mincha, bahari mincha in, b'fnei atzma lo, but otherwise it would have learned out one from the other. I would have learned out the Kometz Levona that's coming on its own from the Kometz Levona that's coming from on the Mincha. Furthermore, Om Reb Yitzchak bar Yosef, Om Reb Yochanan, the Machlokes is talking about only Levona that comes with the Mincha, but the Levona that comes with the Lechem HaPonim. In the Bezichim, everybody is Moda, it is defined by those Bezichim, and you need the two Kematzim at the time that you put them down on the Shulchan, and two Kematzim at the time that you're being mocked here, the Shnei Bezichei Levona. Well, why not? I mean, where would the Torah? There was no pasuk over there that allowed you to be mamayeted. It's only because of the extra pasuk of kol levonata that we say over here any levona. Well, because it's not so pshita, you see. Because ma'ad tema, kiva the body lechem atir. But it said, look, bottom line is, as we've already seen, is the lechem aponim is essentially a form of a mincha in the abstract. So since it's coming together with the lechem, it's the equivalent of asher ala mincha. If it's asher ala mincha, then it should be also included in kol levonata, which might mean as little as one koret. Therefore, kamash malan, that is not the case. Pliki bo ravami v'rib yitzhak nafcha, chadam ramachlok b'levona ha-ba'ayma mincha, ava levona ba'a b'fnei atzma divrei ha-kol, komets b'tchila v'komets b'sov, v'chadam ha-kamachlok b'zu, kach machlok b'zu. Actually, it turns out that the question that we thought we had settled before is really the subject of a machloket between Rabami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Is it true that levona that's ba b'fnei atzma requires to have a kometz complete at the time of the haktara, or is it learnt out also from the kometz that is ba b'yachad ima mincha, that you can go down to either kol levonata or et kol levonata, either one or two. Chiser levonata psula. Now the point over here is that there's too little, but the mashmaut is, when we're talking about the oil, we were talking about adding oil. But why are we talking about adding levona? The mashmaut is, if you add, it's okay. Hayotir kishera. But doesn't it say, yotir is psula? Omarami barchama. Well, what it's talking about is kigon shifrishla. Shnei kamatzim, where we're talking about over here, that you set aside two kamatzim. then it's kosher, because each one of them is ro'i for it. And so mamela, that's not called, in the case of levona, it's still called levonata. Furthermore, says Rami Bar Chama, he frish la shnei kvatzim v'avad echad mihem. Kodem kmitza lo hukpa'u. Achar kmitza hukpa'u. If you set aside two kmatzim of levona, then if it still hasn't done komet, there is no kvi'ut. And it's not called chaser, even according to Rabbi Meir, who passes in a case where it's chaser levonata from the komet, is mode if you still have a full komet left, that that's okay. But what about the other komet? Well, the only kviut of the komet levona for this mincha is bishaat the kmitza, not when it's just put into the container. But if it's after the kmitza, then you were komet, you were koveya it as being part of the mincha itself, the kmitza of the solit was koveya, the two kmitzas of the levona, which means you're going to have to bring all of that according to Rabbi Meir, and if not, it's going to be chaser. So if it's hukva'u, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, it would be included in chaser levonata, and therefore, obviously, that wouldn't apply according to Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Meir holds whatever was there up front needs to be there at the actual time that you're being mocked at it. So according to him, whatever that was, even if it's double the amount. So in that case, it would all be part of it. And says Rami Bar Chama, which is something that appears to be very trivial, Hifrish arba'a kematzim, l'shnei bezichin. How about if you were mafrish four full kmitzas for the two bezichin? And two of them were lost before the Silak HaBezichin. So it's the same deal. Silak HaBezichin is the equivalent of comments. Therefore, they weren't hukbu and they're not chaser. But le'acher Silak HaBezichin, they were hukbu. Isn't that the same thing? It's a trivial addition here. Hatu lomali hainu hach. It is not hainu hach for the very reason that we pointed out earlier that the moment you turn off the switch on the ma'aracha, the whole thing collapses because the kmitza is automatic, because it's already set aside in the container. It doesn't require any additional act, kmitza. And therefore, ma detema kiven de borer komets tida. I would have thought that since right away at the beginning, I have set aside the kmitza in a separate container, so it's the equivalent of kiven shigez bana leporka. It's the equivalent of once the switch has been turned off, in other words, it's after the end of the sixth hour, now it's ro'i to take it off of the shulchan to replace it with the new ma'arechet, then it's as if it was already command deporek damia, and it was already hukba inside of the bezichin. Kamash malan the chiddush, that even when it comes to the bezichin, in terms of the kviyut of the additional amount, we don't consider it to be, since it was igiyaz bana lifrok, kiporuk damya. Kamatz, vialabi adot sroro garger melach okorit levona, pasul. Kol hani lamali, tzricha. The itanet sror, mishum delav bat akravai, avom melach, the bat akravai, ematit kasher. V'itan ha-melach t'lo ikva b'hari mincha mi'ikara, av levona d'ikva b'hari mincha mi'ikara, ema for sure t'itkasher, kamashron, even that. Mipnei she'amru, ha-kometz ha-cheser o ha-yeter pasul. Ma'ari mishum cheser v'yeter. What about chatzitza? Typically mishum chatzitza. Omer b'irmiya min ha-tzad. Omer le'abaya l'rova, ketza kumzim. Omer le'kida kamzi inchi. Eitve zu zeret, zu kmitza. Zu ama, zu etzpa, zu godel. So you're saying the kmitza is the second finger, not the small finger. El al hashvot, hechi ovid omer vzutapatu yamarav, chofe shalosh etzbaot, ad shemagi apas yadove komet. Tani nami hachi, melokum tzo yachol afilu mevorat, tamud lomar bikum tzo. I bikum tzo yachol barosh etzbaot av, tamud lomar melokum tzo. Now, what about b'machavat u'b'marcheshet? If you hold that petitin are not literally flowers, back to flower, but rather four pieces, we'll see different shitot. What then? Mochek begodlo milamala u'b'etzbao k'tada milamata v'zohi avodah kasha shebemigdash. Zoe, betulo, ha'ika malika, ha'ika chafina, ela zoe achat mi'avadot kashot sheba migdash. Amr of Papa. Pshita li, melo kumtso kerekamsi inche, boy of Papa. Komatz baroshe etzbotav holding the fingers down, my. Minat stadim mai, mimata lamala mai teku. Omer of Papa, it's also pshitali by Moloch of Nav on Yom Kippur, that it's kirechafni inshi. But how about if you do it in a strange way? Chafan baroshets bootab mahu, minat stadim mahu, chafan bezo bezo vikirvan zuetzazo mahu teku. Boy, Rav Papa, davke lekomets bedafni namana mai. Do we need toch kli beinan? Well, that I managed. Or do I need hanacha in the kli beinan? And that I didn't manage. It's not on the bottom of the kli. Teku. Boy, mar baravashi. How about if you turn it upside down and you put it in the bottom of the kli in a spaceship? Vedavke lekomets barita namanamai. Hanacha betocho beinan. And I do have that. Or do I need hanacha with gravity beinan? Ketiku. No, beinan baleka. Teku. Ketzarua said, if riba shamna, chiser shamna, chiser levonata, psula. Echidomi riba shamna. Omer Rav Eliezer gon chifrish la shnei login. Why not just lukba kegon da oriv ba shemen de chulin or some shemen de chaverta? Vechitema, that wouldn't pasol, and shemen de chulin, shemen de chaverta lo pasa? Oh man! Matkiv la rezuta baratuvi alameata minchat kote. We're what do? You set aside shemen of it? It doesn't have any. And you just said if it's cool in a chaverta, you said it doesn't passel. Rabbi Eliezer, lo mi boi ka'ama. Lo mi boi de chulim with the chaverta de passel. Aval hifish la shnei lugin. You might think that since each one is perfectly suitable, so all v'hai chazile, maybe it's not nifso, because it's not more. Come hash malan. There's doubled, but not extra. Uminolei l'Rabbi Eliezer ha, amarava matnitin kashite, my ari d'tani riba shamna, l'tani riba la shemen. Ela kamash malan avagav difrish la shnei lugin, chiser levon atatam rabbanan, chasra mihamda, even al koret echad, psula. But if it's a shnei kratim, then it would be kshera di Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, even al korat echad, it'd still be kshera. But if anything less than that, you cracked it open, then it would be possible. V'atanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, for all intents and purposes, kometz levona shechasa koshu, possible. No, no, it doesn't say kometz levona anyways, what it must say. So anyway, it's all messed up, the girsa. Tani korat levona shechasa koshu, possible. V'baitema, you know what, maybe talk about two different cases. Kan b'lavona ba'ayma mincha, where any little bit is okay for you, korat echad. Kan b'lavona ba'abifnei atzma, where you need to bring the entire mincha of lavona that you brought originally, which is the full comments. Om Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Om Rav Yochanan, shalosh machlokot b'davar. According to Rabbi Meir, which is the Stam Mishnah, comments b'tchila, the same comments has to be there b'sof. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, well, it's true you need comments betchila, but it's enough to have shnei kratim besov. And Rabbi Shimon Sava, you need the comments betchila, but even a korat echad besov. V'shloshtam mikre echad dorshu. It says ve'et kol ha'levona asher ala mincha. So Rabbi Meir says, okay, you need the levona that was initially ala mincha, di'ikva bari mincha min kora. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, then it wouldn't have to say kol levona. Takol means afilu chad koret, any amount. And this, by the way, we've mentioned before, v'lo ya'ir kol chamato. You mean we want God to be mayor a little bit of chamato? Kol chamato means any. Just like over here would mean any of the lo ya'ir kol chamato. Kol chamato, like kol levona ta. Comes along the et to be marba, even one additional koret, so now I need two. Rabbi Shimon et lo dorish, so he's left with kol levona. V'am Rabbi Zubar Yosef, v'am Rabbi Yochanan, machloket b'levona haba'a im ha-mincha. Ava levona haba'a b'fnei atzma, divrei ha-kol, whatever you brought, b'tchila, that's what you got to put up on the mizbeach at the end. And lahachi itzrech asher ala mincha, to tell me that this limitation of kol levona ta, I mean this, actually not a limitation, it's the opposite, it's the expansion, to include even just where you only have that, is only said where it's together with ala mincha. Bahari mincha in, if that's mando. V'am Rabbi Zubar Yosef, v'am Rabbi Yochanan, machlok b'levona haba'a ima mincha. Ava, b'levona haba'a b'vizichim, tebri hako, shnei kvatsim b'tchila, shnei kvatsim b'sof. Isn't that obvious? No, it's not obvious, because Ma'at HaTema, given the body lechem atya, it should be included in the Pasuk of Asher, Alamincha Damya, Kamashmanat, Actually, there's a machloket with Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha about the Levona Abba Bifnei Atzma. So Chad Omer Machloket B'Levona Abba Ayma Mincha Avo B'Levona Abba Bifnei Atzma. Everybody is moded to Rabbi Meir that Divrei HaKol Kometz B'Tchila V'Kometz B'Sof. V'Chad Omer K'Machloket B'Zo Kach Machloket B'Zo Chiser Levonata P'Sula. But it doesn't say anything about Yeter, like it says by the Shemin. Hayatir kshera, v'atani yatir psula. Omer Rami Bar Chama, it depends. We're talking about the Gon Shifu Shlot Shnei Kematzim, each one of which was perfectly suitable. The Omer Rami Bar Chama, Shifu Shlot Shnei Kematzim, and then Avad Echad Mehem. If it was before you did the Kemitza, then it doesn't matter because you're only Koveya the Kedusha really after the Kemitza. But if it's Achra Kemitza, then you were Hukva, and now you don't have Levonata. The Omer Rami Bar Chama, he frish arba akamatzim for the b'shnei b'zichei levona. And shnayim omer avdu, if it's kodem siluk b'zichei lo hukbu, la'achar siluk b'zichei hukbu. That's the same thing. That's the same thing he said before. This is trivial. Hatu lamali. I know how. Not necessarily. Ma the tema kiven de borer komitz tida, kiven she giyaz mana leforka, we should consider it to be already poruk. Kamanda parke dami. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambient, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, Rabosa, here we are, Leil Hashanah Rabbah. In my own sukkah. Tov Shin Samach Dalet, we're holding in the Seches Nochas on Daf Yud Amid Beis at the bottom. The next piece of the Mishnah goes, Kamatz Balab Yadot Zror, or Gagir Melach, or Karet Levona Psulat. So we have three cases in the Mishnah, one of which is a pebble gets into the kmita, or a little piece of salt that was hard, or a piece of lavona. In any such case, it's possible. Kol hani lamen. Why do we need three examples of a komet that is chaser? Tzrichat itan etzror mishum delav bat hakravahi. If the Mishnah had just told us a pebble, I would say the reason that a pebble is considered to be mechaser the kometz is because you cannot bring a tzror on the mizbeach. Mashenke melach, which you're supposed to put on top of all of the korbanos, so it's a batakrava, maybe it's that machsir the kometz, and it'll be kosher. On the other hand, itana melach, I would say, okay, melach, after all, was not initially loik baba hadi mincha mi kara. I didn't put the melach at the time that I did the kiddush mincha, but the levona, which I needed to put inside of the same kli that I'm going to put the mincha, so there was ik baba hadi mincha mi kara. It actually was kavua as part of the mincha initially. There, it's even more likely that it'll be titkasher kamash malon. Therefore, the Torah, the Mishnah teaches us, together, lo zu af zu, that even the final case over here is considered to be mechaser the kometz, and it's possible. Mipnei she'omru ha'kometz ha'chaser o ha'yeter pasul. Ma'yari mishum chiser v'yeter. The Mishnah seems to be saying the only problem of having a pebble in the komet is that it's going to be taking up space that it actually was meant for the solet to be in the komet, and therefore it is possible because it's missing. Why not simply say, even if it wouldn't have been missing anything, it wouldn't have been any good because it's a chatzitza. You have to have the whole point of the kmitza is that your hand surrounds the solas. So if you're going to have something in the way, then it's going to be a chatzitza in the komets, even if it magically hadn't been b'chaser. Om Reb Yirmiya Minatzad. The case over here is that he had the stone all the way at the end, so that it wasn't actually. So here, if you do the komet and you have your fingers bent over your hand like this, you know. So if you have here at the very end a tzror, or at the top a tzror, it's not going to be chotzeitz at all, because it's in the hole where otherwise just the solus would have been. All it's doing is it's being mechaser. So the Mishnah wants to tell me that even in a case where it isn't chotzeitz, it is still going to be mechaser. Omele abayel rava, ketzat kumtzi. A stoner, that's the case of tzor, a little rock, pebble fell in.
How large?
Any size. Omele abayel rava, ketzat kumtzi. How exactly does one do kmitza? Oh, no, I get a kumtzin. What do you mean, how do you do kmitza? You do kmitza the way people normally would take a handful out of a substance. They would take the edge of their hand, they would put it in, and they would take it out. Now, that, of course, is a bashmana, that you'd be using all of your fingers, because that's what you normally do. You're a kumtzin, you're putting your hand and take the stuff out. Aceface. So we ask on that, it says that if you take a look at a hand, you hold out your hand and you start counting from your pinky on, then the pinky is called the zeret, and that's because the measurement of the zeret is from thumb to the end of the small finger, so this is the zeret. The next one down is called the kmitza, obviously, because it is the edge of the komet, and the zeret is not the edge of the komet, otherwise it's absurd to call it the komet, the kmitza. The next one is the amma, and the reason it's called the amma is because we measure the amma from the elbow to the tip of the finger, that finger, your longest finger, and therefore it's called the amma. The next one is called etzba, and that's used wherever the Torah says etzba. But a kohen needs to be zorik with etzba'o. And the other one, the thumb, is called the Godel, and that's been again. Godel yado, bo'en yado, Godel v'zrakwo. All of that is considered to be the one in which he's. We now know which one that is. But in any event, what interests us is the kmitza. And you said kidekam tzeyinche, which implied to use all your fingers. So the Gemara, you do use all your fingers. The point is that you are mashver afterwards. You have to make sure you've got a full handful, because you can't be chaser. So what you do is you take a handful, and then you're mashver with the godel and with the zeres to make sure that it ends at the komet. See, so you rub it down if there's anything that's left. But nonetheless, you still are doing it to come to inching. Huh? Yeah, no, I can't see very well, but
Like that?
Yeah. But straight across Pasayad. You don't have it quite till the end of your yad. Across Pasayad. Hey, Chiyovit, how do you do it? You take three fingers, in other words, because you have the thumb on the top, three fingers across all the way till the edge of the palm. Taninami Achim Lo Komtso. The Torah says it should be melo komtzo yochol mivurat. You might think that means that the solet is sticking out from all over, and it's as much as you can carry in between your fingers and on all edges and so on. But I'm a big komtzo, and I be entirely within. I big komtzo yochol beroshei etzvotav. Would that mean big komtzo, therefore, that you should be a tight wad? Talmud Lomer Melo Komtzo. No, it has to be the entire Komets. HaKetzat Chofeshalokets Bota Pasyado the Komets. Now, this is all very nice when you're talking about solace. When you're talking about a mincha of a machavat and a minchas marchesh, it's a little bit hard to do that with pancakes. And, I mean, even after we do petita, we'll see later on, you have to do petita with any of the hard minachas. So we break them up. It's certainly not broken up into solace. So, over there, mochek, you're going to need to be mochek begodlo milamala ubeetzvot tanar lamata. You use your thumb to get rid of any extra on top. And you use your small finger to get rid of anything on the bottom. But you have to be very careful, because if you get rid of, you can't create a chiser. And normally, when you try to rub something, it pulls it out. And if it pulls it out, then you just wreck the komets, because you have something that's chotzer, so you've got to have it exact. There's a very, very difficult thing to do, and the mashmaut is this is the difficult thing to do in the mikdash, which
the Gemara always asks is a stock formula. Zohu v'tulo. This is the hard avoda for the Migdash. What about Malika, where we identified Malika earlier in Zvachim? We said Malika's avoda kasha shem Migdash. And when we were learning about Malika, of course, we asked what about Kmitza and what about Chafina? We always sort of play these against each other. What about Chafina, where you have to get all the Ketoret back into your hand after you put it already in the inside of the kaf? That's very difficult. And it says on both of them that they're avodah kasha. Well, what we mean is zui achad mi avodot kashot shvim. It's one of the difficult things that is done in this in English. Amr Papa, pshita li malokum soker kamsa inchi. Now, it's clear to me, and I understand the brisa, it means that you do it the way it's normally done. Get a kamsa inchi, in other words, you put the side of your hand down with the edge of your fingers, essentially, press in, and then take it out. That's the way a person normally does it. But what I'd like to know is, suppose you do it the other way. Suppose by your papa, kamatz brosheyetz bo'otav bai. How about, if you stick your fingers down, you sort of grab it. So you point your fingers towards the solet, the palm of your hand facing the solet, you push your hand in. It's like a baby would do it, you know. But that's the question, is that the derech or not? Is that considered to be, we said, kirikam se'inshi, below kum so kirikam se'inshi. Is that considered to be the derech of chafina or not? How about minhat stadim? How about if what you did is you put your hand down on the komets, on the solet, and you sort of slide it until it gets full, and then you close your fingers, and now you've got yourself a komet. How about that? And how about milamata lemala mai? How about if you stick now your fingers in, like straight down, and put them underneath, close your hand, and then come back out? How about that? Without having your palm facing down, like the first case, which is where you're grabbing in a sort of infantile grab, grasping. That first one is sort of a grabbing. This is more like a, yeah, like a shovel would be. Yeah,
but the Nazi seems to do that when you stick the fingers in like this, it would get in between the fingers, whereas this one, it prevents it from...
Not necessarily. So what about all these cases? Take, we don't have any clear indication. That Omer Papa Pshitali, I have the same question, Papa asked the same question, when Ogea, the dinim of Yom HaKippurim, where over there it says Melo Chofnav. Chofnav is where you use the two palms together to take the Ketoret. So that's Kirechafna Yinchi. That also means Kirechafna Yinchi from the side, and you put your hands together. But by your papa, Chofan Barosha Ezbotav Mahu, Minat Stadim Mahu, Chofan separately, Bezu Bezu, take them out and then put together, Vekorvam Zu Bezu Mahu. That, of course, there's no equivalent case by the Kmitza, because you only use one hand for Kmitza, small Chosnav. Take you in there too, he didn't have any riot. How about if you take the komets, that's sticky, and when you're being mekadesh the komets, the kli, you stick it onto the edge of the kli. Is that considered to be a kiddush komets? My toch kli beinan va'ika, is it just that it needs to be inside of the kli shoras, and it is? Or do we actually need an act of putting it into a kli in the derech hanochas to have it sit on the bottom of the kli? Take it. By my baravashi had it even worse. He said, "Hafke lamona v'dafke the komets varis lamona mai." If you turn the kli upside down and you use the stickiness of the komets to stick it up against the bottom of the kli, but against gravity, this is hanocha b'tocho. I mean, it's on the bottom of the kli. Does that mean that you cannot do kmitz in outer space? Is that what we're saying? Just because there's no gravity. There's no gravity, when is that going to bother us? Or do we need a hanocha that is using gravity? Well, that you don't have over your take.
We had one day that said that you don't have to put it the clown.
Yeah. True. And now we are ready for Saba Josh.
Zukta Heineke Mishnah.
Ketzad Hu Oseh. Poshetet Etzvotav Apas Yadon. which we already saw, riba shamna, chiser shamna, or chiser levonata, psula. Now, when you say riba shamna, what does that mean? Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Goshi v'shol shnei lugin. It's talking about that you set aside two lugin for the mincha, and that's double the amount it's supposed to have. I understand. Why does it have to mean that? Why can't it just mean that you put an extra shaman? I mean, why can't it mean the ariba shaman the kulin or shaman the chaverta? I mean, what makes you say it had to be shaman that was mekudash specifically for this mincha? And it's got to be an extra lug, and that's what's going to ruin the mincha. But if you add some shaman from kulin, a shaman from somewhere else, that's okay.
We're saying
Joshua
twice as much?
Well, first of all, you've made so many assumptions. You seem to be saying that the Mishnah is not referring to a case of adding oil from somewhere else. It has to be oil that's mekudash. Furthermore, you seem to be saying that there's an inyan of Badafka setting aside additional lugin. I mean, why can't we just say it? It means you added an extra oil, like it says. And if the Chitayim, maybe you'll say, well, I couldn't say that case, because indeed if you would put in Shemen of Chulin, or Shemen that was meant for another mincha, it would not have possible it. And that's why I have to say this case, this is the only case that would have possible it. That's not true. Chitayim, Shemen of Chulin, Shemen of Chavet, lo pasal, maskev la razut, about two of yalamiyata, mincha schote, the pasal of Shemen, echim, ishkachazot. So where would you ever find a psul of Shemen in a mincha schote? Idida was supposed to be shemen that's meant for the mincha schote. Unless there is no shemen in the mincha schote. Idu chulin v'chaverta. And if it's shemen of chulin or shemen that belongs to another mincha, I thought you just said lo pasal. So why did Rebbe Elazar say that that's the case? No. You're missing the point. Rebbe Elazar isn't saying that's the case. Rebbe Elazar is saying even that's the case. What he's saying is, Lomi Boy comment, Lomi Boy the Chulin the Chaver to the Pasuk. Of course, the simple meaning is that you would add extra from Chulin or from somewhere else. But you might think that if you actually set aside Mincha specifically for this Mincha, and what's more, you set aside an amount sufficient to be the backup. It's like Moisés. He said, okay, I have two Lugin. If something happens to one, basically, so I'd be able to use the other one. I mean, so maybe in that case, I would say Yifush Lashnei Lugin Hol V'Haychazila Imala Lifsa. Maybe since either one essentially could actually be used and was actually Mekudash L'Shem this Mincha, so maybe the Riboy per se isn't the problem. The problem is the mixture, something that isn't meant for it. Yomash Malan. Even such a case will pass a Mincha, but certainly the simple case of the Mishnah would, in fact, include adding the chulin. Uminalei Rebbe Elazar. Where does Rebbe Elazar see this? On the Rav Masnif in Keshite, he sees it in the Mishnah. He's got a problem with the Mishnah. Look at the language of the Mishnah. Something very strange about the language. Why does it say my eye is any riba shamna? What do you mean riba shamna? It's shemen. Was too much. You can't make it shemen too much. Because if you're magdish something that isn't roy for the mincha, then I come kodesh for the mincha. So what's it mean to be riba shemen? At least say riba la shemen. It should say you added oil. What's this riba shemen? Ela kamashvan, the point is that you worked out a way to actually have riba shemen. How did you do that? You set aside an additional one that could serve as a shemen. You said one or the other I'll be able to use. So that's riba shemen. And that's the way the Mishnah communicates this additional Kiddush. That even though it was Riba Shamna, and I had an extra Lug, and I could have Iboyai. So you might think maybe in such a case would be okay, because Mashbo and the Mishnah by changing the fortune. Just that extra little Knech tells me a whole extra Kiddush. Kamashbo and Dafa Gavdi Fishlash Nevogin. It's still considered to be possible. And then he said, Chisir Levonata. Now we know, we're going to learn out later on in the Masechta, that the initial amount of Levona that's brought is a kometz. Same way that there's a kometz taken out of the Solet, the Levona initially is brought the shear of a kometz of Levona. So when you say Chisir Levonata, what do you mean? Tan Rabbana. Chisra v'omda al koret achat psula. If there was such a chaser, that all that's left is one crystal of Lavona, then it becomes possible. But our Shnei Kratin Ksherev has got two crystals of Lavona. It's kosher. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Al Korat Echad kosher. Even on one crystal, it's kosher. Pachot Mikan Psula. Anything less than that, if you break it, so then it's possible. Yatanya. But there's a brisa that actually was apparently said by Rabbi Shimon that says, Komet to Lavona Shechoser Koshuhu Pasul. It says the Lavona that's chaser anything. And the Lavona began with a kometz, which would mean that the exact opposite. I mean, it's Rabbi Yehuda saying it's okay if it's only two crystals. I mean, I thought he says, Rabbi Shimon says even if it's one piece. Here he says if it's anything that's missing. No. Tni, instead of saying Lavona, Tni koret Lavona. A crystal of Lavona that was chaser, kosher was possible. That's what he said. Viboisema, well, you know what? Actually, man, there's not really a problem. Reb Shimon could still hold that even if it's chaser the tiniest amount, it would be possible. But that's talking about a different case. It's crystals. Frankincense. Does anybody ever see right down the street they have? Right down the street in the what they call it? The Mikdash, Makona Mikdash.
Yeah, it's like
a yellow set.
It's
like amber.
Amber, that's
right. So amber is like hard, I don't know, I guess it's not really, it's like, it doesn't have a crystalline structure, but it looks like a plastic. Vibaisema. So I could say a portion of Teretz. It can be Lavonah ba'ayim ha'mincha, can be Lavonah ba'bifnei atmos. We'll see later on, it's based on the pasuk to say, this is possible. I must have had it on, that's terrible, I must have had it on this, pause. Yeah. Must have, I don't get it. Yeah, come on. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so those are the three shittas. All you ships at sea, I'm afraid we had you on pause and you crashed into the dock and it's all over like the Staten Island ferry. Why was that bad to jump off? They did that. That's how they died? The ones who jumped off are the ones who died. I thought they were the smart ones. That's your favorite ferry. No, it's not. It's not. No, it's not the one to deal. Oh, yes, there's a very nice ferry. It's actually, isn't it the Point Pleasant, really? Right? Not the Point Pleasant, it's the Point. A little bit of a whole way to deal. No, now we got everybody up, huh? And I got a chance to have a piece of pretzel.
Thereby, then you read wrong information.
He was probably an Egyptian.
Yeah. Sure. I thought about that. Yeah. And now
that would be interesting. No, the guy who committed suicide with the plane. Yeah.
It's not a good choice for suicide.
Right. I mean, it's fascinating, but we were in the middle of the dock.
Oh, yes.
Well, but you don't have to take the whole comet. I mean,
sorry.
We don't want anything to be
posterior. If you're on my visit by Yosef, Amrav Yochanan, Machloket Bilvonah Ba'a Im HaMincha. The three main machlokas between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon is only where the Levona is coming together with a mimcha, but Levona haba'a b'fnei ha'atzma, divrei hakol, komets b'tchila v'komets b'sof. Everybody agrees, in that case, to Rabbi Meir Shita, that you have to have all of the Levona you had initially. That's why the pasuk specifies, l'hochi yitzrich, the end of the pasuk, quote, asher al ha'mincha, unquote, to stress the Bahari Minchaim Bifni Hatzmalada. We're only talking about the case of Levona that's being brought together with the Mincha. The Omre Ditzabar Yosef Omre Yochan, furthermore, I want you to know that Machloket Bilavona Haba'im HaMincha, but when it comes to Levona that is coming Bibizichim, over there, the Bizichim with the Lechem Haponim, Divayako Shnei Kvatzim Mitchilav, Shnei Kvatzim Vasov. There you definitely need the entire Bezich, which contains the initial comments, each one. Isn't that obvious? Pshita, I mean, you just said that it says Asher Al HaMincha, and this is not Asher Al HaMincha. I mean, why do you need to say that as two separate memorim? No, what do you mean? It's totally different. Because Ma'adotemek, even Behadi Lechem, Asik Asher Al HaMincha, for God's sake, until now, every time we had something that could be learned out from the Lechem Aponim, we viewed it as a normal, typical mincha. And the fact that it happened to be that in this particular case we need the Levona to be inside of a separate kalim of the Bezicha, that didn't change the paradigm. We learned so many things out of it as a standard mincha. I could certainly think that this is called Ala Mincha, despite the fact that it's technically in a kli, but it's still, it's Ala Mincha. I mean, it's there all on the Shulchan together with the Lechem. That's the point that he's making. So the Kamash Malan, the fact that it's not literally Alam Incha means that the Pasuk is being Mamayit, even in this case. The Pligi Ba, Rabami Vribitrik Navcha, Chad Omar Machloket Bilvonah Ba'ayim HaMincha Vibilvonah Ba'abifnei Atzma Divrei Akol Komets Batchila V'Komets Bistov, V'Chad Omar Kamachloket Bizo, Kach Machloket Bizo. So actually not everybody even agrees that the Al HaMincha has to mean literally Al HaMincha. Chiser Levona Tapsula, and the Mishnah seems to talk only about Chiser when it comes to Levona. It doesn't talk about too much, right? But too much oil, but nothing about too much Levona. Hayotik Shera, are you saying that too much Levona is not a problem? You bring a lot of extra Levona, Vatani Yotik Psula. Omarami Bar Chamba, Kigonchi Frishla, Shneik Matsim. When it says the case of Yotir, actually there's two ways of learning this. Rashi has both possibilities. That the case of Yatir, where you actually had enough that could take the place of the original over there, it's considered to be significantly Yatir and therefore is possible. But the other explanation, and Tosfos says he doesn't understand how you could possibly avoid the other explanations, we just had exactly the same case before with the idea of the Shemen. We saw that if you set aside double the amount as the Shemen backup, then it's more of a reason to be kosher. Not more of a reason to be puzzled. So if anything, that should be the case over here. You set aside the exact amount of Levona that would be required. It would be sort of like a backup. Maybe it would be considered to be kosher. And that would be the other direction. And Rashi brings, as I said, both possibilities. In any event, in the case where we said that Yotir is puzzled, one of the two cases, or the case where you weren't. If you lost one of the two kmatzim that you had been koveya, it's a kodim kmitza lo hugbu, acha kmitza hugbu. If it was before the kmitza was lost, and then it hadn't been hukba as having too much, if we take this pshat, as having too much originally, because by the time that you were koveya, it was the only one that was left, but it was after kmitza, then it was hukba. When it comes to lechem aponim, where over there you need two kvatzim, one in each bazich, and you set aside two times two for each bazich, with shnei bazichim. The avdu shnayim, and here's the same idea. Avdu shnayim kodem silik bazich lo hukbu, lachas silik bazich and hukbu. And again, the Gemara says, isn't that the same thing? Why do I need to have a special din when it comes to the bazich? Not two lamali, I know hachem. That's the same exact case. No, it's not. Remember, we had the sheet of Rebbe Elazar before, that since the Kometz is isolated in a Kli, once it's roi to be mefurak, it's for all intents and purposes mefurak. We don't see it as attached any longer, logically speaking. Gamash malanet, in reality, it is still there. Therefore, it was hooked up with it, and it was yatir kames. Oh well. Really apologize to all your ships at sea. You know, only got 8 minutes worth of the dive.
That's
really sad. Mm.